The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
The young guy on it, it was on the under-20s last year. He turned it up to me halfway through the game because we're too old. I was like,
he was back. You're his coach.
Tell me you dropped him.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.
Right, at 8:26 on this Friday morning, it is time for our GAA Quick Picks.
Some of these critics, these pundits.
I absolutely adore them, lads. I have unbelievable time for them, but they're a great bunch, but it's not acceptable.
They'd like to play the hard man when they're on it. It's not very pleasant when you're trying to manage a team. All you're looking for is a bit of civility and a bit of decency, but they just dismiss you like you know, you have nothing to do with the bloody occasion.
Yeah, time for our GAA Quick Picks. This is what we do every week as we look to preview the weekend's action in very accurate style. But there's only one man really who's involved in this who's been accurately predicting what's going to happen over the next little while. That man is Adrian Barry. And Adrian Barry, as we can see on our leaderboard, is well ahead of us. And he has been kicking all of our asses really in terms of his predictions throughout the last couple of weeks. So let's have a look at the predictions table. There I am. In last place on 34 points. Tommy, you're in third place on 35 points. Will, you're in second place on 36 points. And Adrian Barry keeping your 3-point cushion. But the lead has narrowed a little bit between you and Will O'Callaghan, that is, because Will, you were the only person who correctly predicted that the Rebels were going to do the business last week in the hurling, that is.
Yeah, well, look, it's tight at the top, lads. 3 points is no lead at all when we've got bonus points on offer this weekend for the margin of victory. And I think, what, we've got about 8 fixtures left for the season now. I think there's plenty of time for all of us to catch up with Adrian Barry between now and the end. And this weekend might well be a moving weekend for us.
I think so. Adrian, are you getting nervous?
No, I consider that my wobbly week on, to be honest with you. And if I've come out of it with a 3-point lead, I'll take it.
Yeah, Tommy Rooney, I think congratulations is in order to you. The only person who put a double figure Kerry scoreline on there went over Cork, and in fairness, you didn't even get to halfway to the actual eventual scoreline, but still you were the only person who went double figure, so fair play to you. I will give you that credit, considering I didn't have the balls to go there myself.
You were unlucky, but I can't imagine you make the same mistake this week.
You're going to make what mistake again this week?
I said you can't make the same mistake this week.
Well, Kerry aren't playing this week, thankfully.
Well, it's so the Dubs, like, you know. There's no way you could possibly play conservative one more time.
Well, we shall see. Let's get into the hurling picks, I think, first up this week to have a look at what people are going for. So, 2 quarterfinals up for decision this weekend. They're both on tomorrow. Waterford against Tip and Dublin against Cork. So, Waterford against Tip, first of all. We can see the predictions here on screen. Adrian going for Tip by 6. I'm going for a Tip by 2. Tommy's going for a Tip by 5. And Will is going for a Tip by 3. Tommy, talk us through your decision there.
I think we've all written off Waterford plenty of times so far this year. I think we all confidently tipped Galway last week, isn't that right?
Yes.
There was no one making any case whatsoever for Waterford. And halfway through that game last week, you were probably thinking, right, Waterford are here. But then the manner in which Galway came back in that game and they nearly caught them, I know there was red cards, but I just think Tip are going to have too much of them. We were talking about form lines earlier in the year and we were trying to figure out whether Clare or Wexford were in better form coming into that game. And we argued successfully that Clare were in better form. Clare were caught by Cork last week. Again, kudos to Will, he called that one. I just think that Tip are going to have too much for Waterford. I think they're just going to have too much up front. And like, I haven't called, I'm not, this isn't the ballsiest call of the week. Like, I'm only saying 5 points. It's not that big. I think I'm pretty close to the handicap. But yeah, I reckon it'll be Tip by 5. A couple of goals will be the difference.
Will, are you concerned at all about the psychological damage that comeback win by Limerick will have done to Tipperary?
A little bit. I mean, that game finishes after 40 minutes in Porky Cueve and we start saying the Tipperary are back to their form of 2019 and they could potentially win the All-Ireland Championship this year. And then we saw Limerick put in a performance for the ages. How much of that is down to Tipperary wilting within the fixture and how much of it is down to just the sheer brilliance of Limerick? We'll probably find out a bit more about that by the end of the game tomorrow evening. Like, I'm a little bit more wobbly about this fixture than Tommy is in terms of okay, Waterford have put in one or two in different performances. And we spoke about the Laois game going into last week and whether that was going to be the kick up the backside that the Dacia needed going into that fixture against Galway. It's so difficult to read the form in some of these hurling games, though, lads, where we've had a team streak ahead and then in the second half we've had a thrilling comeback to turn it into a contest in the final stages. But Waterford have to be somewhat tired after their exertions over the last month. It's been fairly week on week and difficult fixtures that they've played. I wonder, is that going to catch up with them with a Tipperary team who've had a couple of weeks to just brush off the Limerick defeat and get things back ready for this game? Again, I think Sheedy sticks with the tried and tested and the players that he played in that Munster final. And I think Tipperary will win, but I don't think it's going to be like 5-6 points. I think this is going to be a one-score game to come to finish. I think 3 points is my prediction for this. So I think Tipperary just about, and maybe the freshness might actually be the only difference between the sides at the end.
Yeah, I'm the only one who's gone narrower than you in terms of that Tipperary win, Will. And I think if tiredness is going to become an issue, I think it'll only be down the closing stretches, and I fully expect this to be a cracker going into those closing stretches. Like, Galway maybe weren't at the races last week, but I still think a 16-point lead against any fellow Tier 1 team is worth your weight in gold, really, in terms of judging somebody's form. Of course, they didn't manage to sustain it for the whole thing. And I guess if you're going to use that logic, then you could also use that logic in terms of supporting Tipperary after what they did to Limerick in the first half. But I think maybe there was just a lot in that Waterford performance last week that was angry, and it was a bit of a response to Laois the previous week. And I don't know, like here in the quick picks, none of us really saw them running out big winners. Most of us saw them getting beaten, and I think we were all astonished to see that early lead. So I think that they've defied expectations already, and I think they will run Tipperary very, very close. Like, I guess the argument I'm making there should probably lead to me tipping Waterford, but I actually think in the end that
bottom of the table. Yeah, would you not take a chance?
I've taken a slight chance in the football. Also, I'm playing honourably here. I'm putting in my predictions before I even look at your predictions. So I'm just staying true to myself.
Right, okay. We've only your word for that one.
Well, exactly. True.
Well, you can take over the accumulation of tips next week, Adrian Barry. You are going for the biggest tip win of the four of us.
I subscribe to your theory about it maybe getting the lead getting a bit stretched down the closing stages. I think Waterford have a tough enough year and a big enough year in a lot of ways. And I am putting a lot of store in the first half of the Limerick game. And I am slightly cautious about maybe reading too much into that. But I think the Tipperary will believe that they're very close to Limerick in a way that I'm not sure Waterford really are. I think that game will be fairly major fuel in the fire for Tipperary. I think they can take all the positives they want out of it. And Conor Gleeson is out, I think, as well. So I'm going to... I think it'll be Tipperary. Look, it will kind of touch on earlier on with hurling. There might not be very much between the teams at times, but you can still end up with 6 or 7 or 8 points between them. And I think that will be what will happen this weekend.
Out of the four of us, Will, you have gone for the smallest margin of victory for Cork. Are you nervous?
Not so much nervous, but Cork have been consistent in their inconsistency over the last few years. And they sparkled at times last weekend against Clare in like a not particularly great game by comparison to the first one. It was scrappy at stages, but when Cork got their forwards on the move, like, they're so dangerous and they run the ball incredibly well. But I continue to have concerns about their defence and sometimes that inconsistency just creeping into stages of their performance. And this Cork team are more than capable of putting it up to any team left in the championship on a one-off battle. But then again, they're also perfectly capable to get the easiest draw on Monday, which is Dublin, and then end up messing that draw up and losing. Now, they did win the last time the teams met in the championship, and that's when Dublin were going in with a head of steam and many people thought maybe Dublin could put it up to Cork. I think Cork still win, but I don't see this being a huge margin of victory by the end. I can see Dublin sticking in with it. Dublin have actually had a pretty good year when you consider it, lads, especially with the Leinster final, to go in and have 4 players ripped away from your panel due to COVID-19 on the day of the game and still to put it up to Kilkenny, you know, the team who've been within the top three in the country for the last 3 seasons. This Dublin team aren't an easy nut to crack, and like, they kept Galway down to a very low scoreline in the Leinster semi-final too. So I think Cork win, but I think Dublin can really put it up to them for large stages of that game tomorrow afternoon.
All right, those are the hurling predictions. Let's have a look at the football predictions. Across the weekend, we've got 2 more provincial finals. We've got Monaghan against Tyrone in Ulster and Dublin against Kildare in Leinster. This is where I tried to play it a little bit tactically on Monaghan against Tyrone. I'm not going to lie, all the talk in Kerry at the moment is of a Kerry-Tyrone All-Ireland semi-final. And as the week has gone on, the more I'm like, this is a little bit presumptuous. This is, in fact, extremely presumptuous, given the few weeks that Monaghan have had. They are riding this awful wave of emotion that led to, obviously, an incredible performance in that second half against Armagh just a couple of weeks ago, the very day after the tragedy that they had in Monaghan GAA. That is something that seems to not be holding them back. It seems to be almost inspiring them in a really awful way, if you want to put it like that, over the last couple of weeks. And I think there is another massive kick for Monaghan coming this weekend. I think that if Tyrone are going to win this Ulster final, they're going to do it with a very slight scoreline, first of all. And I know Will and Tommy, you've both gone for Tyrone by 2 points, and you don't see this being a big win for them either, and I don't think many people will. And I'm going to go one step further, and I actually think Monaghan might turn them over this weekend. Now, if I'd known that Adrian was going to go Monaghan as well, I might have actually just stuck to what the head was actually saying, and saying that Tyrone might actually edge this one in the end. And I accept that I'm not layering you on with loads of footballing evidence here to suggest that Monaghan are a better team than Tyrone, but emotion is an incredible thing when you get into the real deep end of a championship, and I think Monaghan have that in spades, and I would not be surprised to see them going through to Croke Park, well, going through from Croke Park to Croke Park this weekend, so to speak.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be close to us. This one's going down to the wire, and I think our picks, I think each of us picked 2 points. I know yourself and Adrian on Monaghan, we're on Tyrone. I think if it goes down to a shootout, like, I know Darren McCurry is in sensational form, but if it becomes a shootout towards the end, I would be getting nervous, because Jack McCarron and Conor McManus are two footballers, and we've seen it time and time again this year. They're clutch footballers. And if Monaghan get it down to the wire, I believe that Monaghan had the experience on the bench. I don't know whether Banty will make a couple of changes before the start of the game. He's got quite an attacking setup up front. Defensively, they're quite suspect. So maybe Banty will bring in a couple of older players, older Monaghan heads, into that half forward line and play a bit more defensively. Like, I would be nervous about this one going down the stretch if it's a 1-2 point game, because we saw what Monaghan did to Armagh. Armagh should have won that match, even though Monaghan ran in front. They let that lead slip. Armagh brought it back. They were a point up with a few minutes to go. They should have won that game. And Monaghan showed their experience to get that score. It's always really close between these two. I've gone for Tyrone because I was so impressed watching that Donegal game back a few times, even by their bench. They've Tiernan McCann, Colin McShane, Mark Bradley, Conor McKenna. Paul Donaghy didn't even get off the bench, and we know how impressive he was in his championship debut. So I'm just back in Tyrone, but just about this week.
Adrian, why are you siding with Monaghan?
Well, I think on Tommy's point there about the Donegal game, like, we don't know actually whether Donegal was anything much to crow about. Like, we might look back after this game and go, well, they, you know, Donegal were not up to much. I think that I think Tyrone are coming, and they obviously are. And I just think that Ulster is so gnarly, they need a bit of pain first, and they haven't probably had. Maybe they'll get it at the weekend and they'll come through it. I don't know, but it doesn't. I think in Ulster you need a bit of pain. I think Monaghan obviously have loads of that in the bottle from last year that they'll probably open up again. I think the Armagh win for me was so impressive as well, that, like, the disappearing out of the game for so long, which you can say is a really worrying sign, and we won't know really out of that until after this weekend. But I think that all the momentum was gone for them, and they still somehow, Tommy mentioned the two lads earlier on, Conor McManus particularly, but they somehow managed to balls it out. And I saw Pascal McConnell during the week saying that if you keep Monaghan goals out, you beat them. You're discounting the 21 scores, whatever it was they got against Armagh. If you count them only as points, I still think that that's Monaghan on the right side of a win. And interestingly, the only game that they didn't score a goal against this year, I think, was Tyrone, funny enough, in the league. But I think there'll be enough in the tank, and I think they'll there's enough pain there, and I think they'll get it done.
Yeah, I agree. Will?
Yeah, I hummed and hawed about this one, lads. Very difficult to call. I'm probably on a similar line to Tommy's thinking on this, in that I actually was very impressed with how Tyrone got the job done against Donegal last time out, albeit Donegal playing with 14 men for so much of the game. But when Tyrone needed a kick in that fixture, they had an extra gear, and they were able to inject a little bit of pace and extra attacking intent from the bench, which I think they're probably going to need at Croke Park on tomorrow afternoon too. Like, I would fancy Monaghan much more if this final was taking place in the province of Ulster as opposed to it being in Croke Park. I just think Tyrone are going to go up there, they're going to arm wrestle this one out, and they're going to go and give Kerry, hopefully, a bit of a rattle in the semi-finals.
Yeah, I think I think both semi-finals actually this year are going to be brilliant games. And if you have a look at the football predictions again, sorry, I'll just run through these. We don't necessarily need to do a whole pile of previews. We're all picking a healthy Dublin win. I think I've actually gone for the smallest Dublin win at 12 points. So I'll actually be hoping for Dublin to narrowly scrape by this one. I thought I was going big with 12, but not really. Adrian and Tommy both going for 13 and Will going for 15. So I think you know exactly what we're going to say with regards to that. Kildare, not the opposition that Meath were even. And
The spread is 10 points on.
And
then you take the Kevin Feely injury into account as well, lads, on this one. Like, he goes down, hurts his knee against Westmeath. As Adrian be aware, the amount of chances that Kildare coughed up against Westmeath too, if they're that porous at the back against Dublin, yeah, I think Dublin win this at a canter.
And there's also, there's a Dublin backlash coming at some point, lads, as well. And I was listening to Eamon Fitzmaurice on the Examiner podcast earlier this week, and he kind of made a connection between this Dublin team and Kerry in 09, where Kerry were winning, but only just. Now, Dublin aren't just winning. And then when they got to Croke Park, they hammered the life out of Dublin in that quarterfinal. And I think that there is a performance like that coming in this Dublin team. Now, Kildare aren't, that won't have the same, it won't be as emphatic as beating Dublin in 09 was, but I think Kildare could be a big performance, and then Mayo, unfortunately, could be chum in the water for Dublin in the semi-finals, even though I think that we could be in store for a good last four.
Owen Doyle is a massive loss as well, lads. He did his hamstring, I think, in that game, so he looks like he's definitely going to be out. Daniel Flynn had a couple of moments of magic against Westmeath, but I'd say he touched the ball, it was in the single digits the amount of times he touched the ball. He wasn't fully right. Luke Flynn is back for him, which is a big return, but like, I think you're right on. I think Dublin are angry.
Okay, that is this week's Quick Picks.
Absolutely adore them, lads. I have unbelievable time for them, but they're a great bunch, but it's not acceptable.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
So the young guy on it, that was on the under-20s last year, he turned it up to me halfway through the game because we're too old. I was like,
he was back in there. You're his coach.
Tell me you dropped him.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick Start Car Insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.